You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are with Dr. Matthew G. Kinney. He is the founder of Kinney College that specializes in helping companies reconnect with their entrepreneurial culture through education. Dr. Kinney, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Hi, thank you, Eric. I appreciate you having me today.
Hey, you're very welcome. So let's just start off with, first of all, why did you start the Kinney College?
Well, the primary reason was, as an entrepreneur, I used to get frustrated by college and pretty much school in general, and I think that's a common sentiment amongst entrepreneurs. Sometimes they feel that really the class experience isn't tailored to the way they learn. And I always looked at it from the perspective that if we know that entrepreneurs think differently and we know that they learn differently, why are they being taught the same way wherever we go? And the real idea behind starting a college tailored to entrepreneurial individuals was to tailor the content to the way entrepreneurs tend to think. And as you know, I'm sure many entrepreneurs, in fact the majority, tend to be highly kinesthetic in that they generally learn best by doing and tend to be more hands-on. So what we tried to do is to create an environment where a person's business could essentially become their practicum. So the things you'll learn in the classroom today are actually applied to your business tomorrow. And that was really the driving goal behind starting a college.
Yeah, and that's a clear vision without a question. Now, what is the practical value for executives of understanding the history of entrepreneurship?
Well, I think the biggest advantage really is to understand that entrepreneurship is not synonymous with self-employment. It was at one point in time. Back in the 1730s, there was a fellow by the name of Richard Cantillon, and he wrote a book called The Essay on the Nature of Commerce in General, and he specifically stated that the entrepreneur is the merchant, the person who hangs out a shingle and isn't responsible to the king. Obviously, this is back, you know, in the area where there were kings and queens ruling Europe. And Cantillon's work actually influenced a book called The Wealth of Nations, Adam Smith, which highly influenced our founding fathers. So it's really important to understand that this idea of capitalism and entrepreneurship that we take for granted today is in many ways a relatively new discipline, and we're still learning a lot about it. And education really is useful because it helps us to kind of get ahead of the curve a bit and to anticipate problems that we might face in practice. So it's important for us to understand that even though entrepreneurship has been practiced for thousands of years, the academic study of it is still relatively new.
Should executives be wary of discussing entrepreneurship?
Well, I think one of the great myths in business is that they should be, and I would argue that they shouldn't be, because really for a company to grow, the people within the organization need to grow, and nothing helps people grow more than being in an entrepreneurial career path. So when we look at the word entrepreneur and dissect it a bit and we say, okay, it's not just about being self-employed, but it's about being an individual within a larger organization, or it's about being creative or doing new things in new ways, what we realize is that entrepreneurs want people in their organizations to think and act entrepreneurially. The mistake that is often made is that they say, well, I don't want to teach somebody too much because then they'll start their own business and compete against me, and therefore I don't want to train the competition, so therefore I'm not going to help this person grow in advance. And the reality is that most people in an entrepreneurial background, and I'm sure you know this as well, generally the novelty of self-employment wears off pretty quickly. It's a wonderful thing, and it's a great way to have a career. But the reality is that you don't have to be self-employed to be an entrepreneur. You can be an entrepreneurial second or third generation person within a family business. You can be an entrepreneurial executive. You can be an entrepreneur in the nonprofit sector. I think that's really important for us to understand that entrepreneurship, while it was once thought of as primarily self-employment back several hundred years ago, today it's more about being yourself. It's more about having your career on your own terms. And that's what we want within individuals, within organizations. And entrepreneurs want that in their employees. And if they don't get it, what's going to happen is it's generally the creativity in their organization is not going to be there. And it's going to be self-defeating.
You certainly make some good points there. Today we are joined by Dr. Matthew G. Kinney. He is the founder of Kinney College that specializes in helping companies reconnect with their entrepreneurial culture through education here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Dr. Kinney, can you explain the Kinney College applied research methodology?
Sure. What we try to do is to help companies get back to where the point where they became successful in the first place. And what's important to keep in mind is that when we talk about theory and business and an academician helping an organization, as I do, I, as you know, I'm a practicing entrepreneur, have been for many years, but I'm also a researcher. And I really feel that many times a lot of problems in organizations can be solved when the people within the organization think like the original founder thought. And there is a principle known as the economic theory of evolution. It was put forth by a Nobel Prize winner by the name of Friedrich von Hayek many years ago, back in the 1930s. And he basically said that an organization is going to be like society in general. And if you think about that, a organization is really just a mini society. It has its norms and its rules. And what von Hayek said was that an organization is going to start off almost boundaryless with very little structure, and the entrepreneur is going to see opportunities and seize them. And as I'm sure many of your listeners will have known, that many of the things that you're doing today in business were probably not in your original business plan, because opportunities will present themselves tomorrow that you never even thought of today. So in a small business, it's good to be sort of fluid. But what will happen eventually is when the entrepreneur finds that money-making recipe, he or she will create a structure to facilitate growth. And that structure is needed to facilitate growth. But what will invariably happen is that it'll get to the point where it will squeeze off innovation. The system will become more important than the people, the product, or the employees or customers or all the stakeholders, really. And if you've ever been in an organization, any of your listeners have experienced this, I'm sure, where people care more about the process than they do about anything else. We can't do something different because we've always done it this way type of mentality. And what our model does is basically work with executives to show them how to get back to that original entrepreneurial culture while keeping the system or the parts of the system that work. So it's not to say that structure isn't important. It is. You just don't want to have bureaucracy. And there are some things you can do to get into the system and almost clean it out, almost like cleaning out corporate cholesterol, to say, okay, this artery here is clogged. Let's go in here and create the flow of talent and energy and create a little tributary here so the creative talent within your organization doesn't feel stifled and there's a path for people to grow personally. And again, the real core behind this idea is that as people grow, the company will grow.
Most definitely. Lastly, why is it important that business professionals are taught business science?
Well, I think it's important because we sometimes as managers assume that people know what to do. And this is especially prevalent within entrepreneurs when we hire somebody to perform a task without really thinking about the fact that this person may have never been trained specifically to do what you're asking them to do. Just as a bit of a frame of reference, about 30% of the U.S. workforce has a college degree, and about 25% of those graduates have degrees in businesses. And only about a quarter of those who have college degrees end up going on to graduate school, and about a quarter of those go on to business schools. So while there's roughly about 150,000 MBAs being turned out into the workforce every year and quite a bit more college graduates coming into the workforce every year, there's a U.S. workforce of 140 million people. And many of the people that are in positions of responsibility have never been trained formally in the sciences of management, marketing, finance, sociology, psychology, sort of fabric that comes together that makes an entrepreneurial culture. It requires some knowledge in the basics of science. So companies can really benefit by helping their employees understand the sciences of management and marketing. It's important stuff that gets overlooked many times in the day-to-day operations.
Certainly has been good to have had you. I certainly like your breakdown of entrepreneurship and its importance in all regards. How about telling our listeners where they can get more information about Kinney College online?
Well, sure. We're on Facebook, as everybody else is, right? You can go on Facebook and do a search for Kinney College. We're also on the web. You can reach us at www.kinneycollege.com. Kenny MBA. That's KennyMBA.com. Or you can find me on LinkedIn. Do a search for Dr. Matthew G. Kenny, and I'd be happy to connect with you.
Very good. And in conclusion, any closing thoughts or a final tip for those listening in this afternoon?
No, I would just like to congratulate those who are in your listening audience who have started their own business. It takes a lot of guts to do that. It's a lot of grit to get up and get up every day and face the challenges of running your own business. So I want to let you know that I admire that, and keep it up. The economy needs you.
Thank you so much, Dr. Kenny, for taking the time to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio. It certainly was our pleasure.
Great. Thank you, Eric.
We've been speaking with Dr. Matthew G. Kenny. He is the founder of Kenny College that specializes in helping companies reconnect with their entrepreneurial culture through education. And once again, the website of reference is www.kennymba.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.